In the same way that the Native American peoples suffered culture death and then physical genocide and the loss of their land, this same culture death is now occurring planet-wide to the human species. It is karmic blowback for all the invasive, aggressive, imperialist, colonizing, conquering tendencies of the ego mind. But now there is an invasive force that is killing and driving into madness and loss of sovereignty, the human consciousness itself. Because it has fallen to too low a level and has lost its integrity, its goodness, its purity, its beauty, its worthiness to exist. In the very small margin of time that is left before the bombs go off and the other forces of destruction, geophysical as well as extraterrestrial and intrahuman, suicidal tendencies of the death drive, there is one last opportunity for the raising of consciousness to such a level that the trajectory of destiny and the achievement of fulfillment of the souls in their transmigratory journey through this plane can be returned to that level of God consciousness that can ensure the sovereignty of the chain of being in its designed form as the dispensation of the power of divine unity and of luminosity, radiance, and purity of being to protect the sacred planet and those souls for whom this habitat is the school of spiritual development. But to accomplish the shift in the morphogenetic field that is necessary, those souls who are awakened, who understand the meaning of Sat, the truth of our being, our real nature, who connect to that supreme intelligence of Shiva, and to recognize the unifying field of consciousness in which we dwell, have the duty to surmount the illusions and the limitations of consciousness that have kept us helpless, impotent, clueless, and lost in the very delusions that are destroying our world. In this last moment, there is a chance to rise above the physical identification with the body, to drop the personal level of consciousness and its petty concerns and diversions, and to rise into that level of God consciousness, which is our rightful abode and stratum of being, from which we have fallen, in order to have the right and the authority and the power to bring about such a shift that enables this world of oppression to be nullified and a world of beauty and goodness to be redreamed. But for that, all the narratives of the ego mind must be stopped in their tracks and not leave a trace of their sanskaras, their tendencies, their patterns. So that the consciousness becomes free again to expand to its infinite dimensionality. The purpose of our meditations is to purify the consciousness, to annihilate its egoic identifications and the ego's desires, its fears, its demands, its territoriality, its closed-mindedness, and its delusional separation from its real being. We must have the courage, the discipline, the strength, the perseverance to penetrate through the veils of Maya, to return to that absolute power of presence that is beyond duality, beyond time and space. Beyond the limits of the individual human level of intelligence. And receive again the power to redream worlds from that level of ultimate goodness that alone holds the key to creation, sustenance, destruction, and revelation, and grant redemption to those lost souls suffering in their hell realms of self-deceit. It is time to have mercy on a world that is being oppressed and destroyed, and not focus on the tiny concerns of an egoic existence, but to expand our circle of care to include the entire planet, if not the cosmos, and the creator thereof, in order to once again unify that fragmented field of becoming into the all-containing heart of that supreme source of love that has given us the gift of consciousness, of feeling, of experience, of empowerment, and bring all our potentialities into activation once again. But we must be awakened to that level of our being that never sleeps, never loses its center, never falls into reveries and narratives and fantasies of bodily existence. Consciousness is formless, bodiless, timeless, changeless, limitless. Do you know who you are and what you are? Have you realized your unborn self? Have you come into the full possession of your powers? Have you entered the holy temple of God consciousness? Or do you remain outside in the profane wilderness of desire and fear? Now is the moment to shift into the Holy of Holies, the center of the absolute purity of your essence, and claim the throne of eternal light and life. And bring that beauty of divine being to shine upon the world and pervade and encompass all that is with the healing love that alone can rescue and redeem our world from its damnation. May we have the mercy and gain the skill and have the discipline to become the spiritual warriors needed to gain victory over the dark forces that have taken over this sacred Gaian playground and turned it into a battlefield and a zone of ruin and desolation. And may we have that courage to surmount the egocentricity that will necessarily occur if the power of the universal self, the absolute beingness, is given place in this phenomenal community to shine through every heart, through every eye, through every mind, in a unitive recognition of the oneself. Because it is this network of unifying, loving consciousness that is the self that will bring the fragmented phenomenal plane back into coherence and into a state of peace and divine order. But we must first, as microcosms of that self, become fully ordered by the divine intelligence within our own heart and sacrifice all that is unreal and unworthy to clutter our consciousness with impurity. We must shed the profane mind of the ego and replace it with the diamond mind of the infinite self that does not identify with any individual. And whose love is perfect and dispassionate, because the author of Dharma is beyond all considerations of egoic soothing or sheltering, but heals through the power of truth. And through accepting the need to bear the cross of the crucifixion of our species, to the point of its death and ascension and rebirth without losing its continuity of presence. It is this capacity to persist in consciousness through all the avastas of the body, waking, dream, deep sleep, and death, without consciousness being in the least affected, so that the final and ultimate power that cannot be destroyed is revealed through the luminosity of your sacred self. It is that vibrational frequency which shall deliver the world to a new cycle of time, free of all the suffering that we now pass through in order to refine our absolute nature. This is the moment that victory must be claimed. May we surrender all to God, for that alone will accomplish the end that is God's will. May you gain the peace that comes of dancing the Holy Ghost dance until the ego falls away, and in the trance of divine love you are released from karma. And may you know the higher peace of ascending into the tribe of masters whose humility and egolessness have qualified them for the service as angelic warriors and healers. And may you know the supreme peace, joy, bliss, fulfillment, and redemption of entering the supreme stratum of your being, the final point of clear light and supreme power that comes of the total generosity of absolute giving of all that you have and are. To that power, that is absolute goodness, stillness, and eternal peace. The world is ruled from that point of total presence.